Gospel according to Luke, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry a widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will she be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are life. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So, just a question. How are you guys at rolling your eyes? I told many that if eye rolling were an Olympic sport, I would have my share of gold medals. Like, I believe to be the Michael Phelps of eye rolling. I think those are actually the strongest muscles in my body and my eyes, but just saying. In fact, I was in a meeting on Zoom this past week with some other pastors that are from throughout the state. And the leader of the discussion we were having asked what our strengths as a pastor are. My response was that I'm really good at eye rolling. And we all laughed because we're all pastors. We get it. And then I became a little more serious, like really as serious as I can be. And we continued with the discussion, me putting my two cents in. My answer, which also came as an eye roll, was, I'm actually pretty good at funerals. And those who know what my year has been like, you get why there would be an eye roll. I kind of had to get good at funerals. I asked the question about eye rolling because there are many times in the Gospels where I feel Jesus is rolling his eyes. It doesn't say it, but how could it not happen? There are times when the disciples ask questions that even I am rolling my eyes. Jesus must have been doing that as well. And today, we have this text where the third word in tells us that these askers of the questions don't believe in resurrection. And yet, they're asking about resurrection? Really? I don't think so. Now, don't just assume that they're asking because, maybe they're going to change. And if Jesus says the right words, oh, they will be converted to everything Jesus says. No, the Sadducees are not about to do that. In fact, even if what Jesus says makes sense, they're never going to agree with him. And Jesus is smart, probably because he's Jesus, but he's not going there. If you notice, he never actually answers their question. Why? Because it wasn't a mind. They don't get it. And they don't care either. So why are they asking this? This, what would be even to them, a dumb question. Well, because they're Sadducees. And Sadducees need to be in control. Remember, they are the rich one. They are in control of the temple. Everything is about them. And if there's somebody who's getting in the way of them being Sadducees, they need to get rid of that person in whatever way they can. And so this question is about tripping Jesus up and getting him to say things that the Sadducees then can take as proof to have him removed in whatever way that happens, and we know how that happens. As someone who has had many conversations with families this year, I've seen and fully understand that while there are some who don't believe in the resurrection or even in God, some look to the resurrection as their hope. To know that their loved ones aren't gone forever. In fact, we like to focus much of our faith on us and what we get out of it. And many times I preach that, because it's all about grace. But because we are humans, we begin to ask the questions. We don't realize we're asking it, but we do. What do we get out of it? What is all of this work for? In our faith, we need to be focused on God first. And I know there are people that will say, but Pastor, all my faith is based on God. Where else would it be? But I want you to think for a moment. What is your hope when it comes to the resurrection? Why is resurrection important to you? If you're like me, you may not be, but if you're like me, my first answer is always going to be that I need resurrection so that I can see those I love again. So that I know that death is not just death. And right there, I turn it on me first. And welcome to why we need a Savior. Because we always put our needs first. It's how we survive in life. So what are the Sadducees missing in this conversation of resurrection? In the whole question, what are they missing? They're missing the connection with God. God first. If you notice, there wasn't any mention of God in their question. God had nothing to do with their question and the idea of resurrection. Resurrection is not first about us seeing our family, though we hold on to that really tight, but it's about being in the presence of God, to be closer to God. Yes, our family will be there too, but without God, without the story of Jesus' resurrection, then death is just death. Death is the end, which for me is really sad, that the Sadducees don't get that, that they don't live into the truth. And even more, they can't seem to live into God's promise. Because isn't this why we are gathered? Isn't that what it's all about? We are gathered to hear God's promises. It is about trusting that God will fulfill all of the things that we have heard in the promises of Jesus. God's being alive again. Promises, God's promises of unending mercy and grace and love. We live into that promise. And resurrection is just one more of those gifts, one more of those promises. It's because of who God is and what God has done through God's own self. Resurrection is all about the power of God, not about us. We gather in times of mourning to celebrate what God has done in the person who now rests in God's promises, not mine and not yours. We gather in times of mourning to hold fast to the promise of the resurrection, and that all will be made new, and that mourning and crying and pain will be no more. All of those things being gifts and promises of God. So yeah, I think Jesus was rolling his eyes at the Sadducees because they didn't get it. And they didn't care to get it because they had their own answer to the question. And it's sad to watch. It's not about whose wife she will be in the resurrection. It's not about ownership that one has. It's about God. It's God who is faithful to us even more than we are faithful to God. A God who showers us with grace and mercy. A God who so desires to be near to us that God came down to us. A God who is with us in life and in death. Because death, my friends, is just a moment as we wait for the resurrection. To be close to God again and living into God's promises of an unending love, now and forever.